Illumina Oncology Podcast, brought to you by Medical Affairs.
Hello, I am Dr. Rachel Sanborn. I am Medical Director of the Thoracic Oncology Program and Medical Director of the Phase 1 Clinical Trial Program at the Earl H. Childs Research Institute at Providence Cancer Institute in Portland, Oregon. And today, I would like to discuss the patient example to address the question, does finding a rare mutation accomplish anything? So I'd like to offer the case of a patient, a 64-year-old woman who was previously very healthy, who had a less than 10 pack year remote smoking history. In late fall 2021, she presented for original diagnosis with workup and progressive shortness of breath and wheezing. Chest x-ray demonstrated a left lung mass. CT scan confirmed a 4.2 centimeter left lower lobe mass with bulky left hilar and left high mediastinal adenopathy. Bronchoscopy with endobronchial ultrasound was performed and demonstrated atypical carcinoma. Next generation sequencing comprehensive genomic profiling was performed on the tumor and returned later demonstrating a KNIF5B RET region for this atypical carcinoma. The tumor was TMB low, PD-L1 negative, and microsatellite stable. Ultimate staging was stage 4B, as PET scan demonstrated uptake in the left lower lobe mass, left hilar, bilateral mediastinal, and supraclavicular lymph nodes. MRI of the brain demonstrated two small brain metastases. She was treated initially with palliative chemotherapy with cisplatin and etoposide, and overall fairly well tolerated, but cycles were complicated by transaminitis as well as neutropenia. She experienced a systemic extracranial disease response after chemotherapy, but unfortunately, MRI demonstrated 7 new brain metastases at that time. She was able to be treated with Gamma 9 the first time, January 2022, and then subsequently was treated with consolidation thoracic radiation. Unfortunately, by October of that year, she was found to have 2 new brain metastases underwent her second round of Gamma 9. There was no other extracranial recurrence, but that by January of 2023, 4 new brain metastases were now identified. There was again no systemic recurrence. She was treated with her third round of Gamma 9. Efforts were initiated to obtain targeted therapy given her 55B RET fusion. There were initially challenges with access, but then she was able to start sulfacatinib. However, in the meantime, she had developed another new brain metastasis. This was not yet radiated when she was able to start targeted therapy with sulfacatinib for her KIT5B RET fusion. On subsequent imaging, MRI of the brain demonstrated resolution of that brain metastasis, and again, lack of any other systemic recurrence. And that ongoing disease control continues currently. The key takeaways from this case is that there is value in comprehensive genomic profiling. Oncogenic driver mutations are not common in atypical carcinoma, but that does not mean that they do not occur. Comprehensive genomic testing for this patient identified an actionable target, which ultimately allowed access to a targeted therapy that had CNS penetration. The patient has been able to experience disease control and an excellent quality of life because of this testing. And had the testing never been performed, her quality of life and outcomes would have been very different. When we think of a patient case for an example like this, this is easy to think of them as an academic discussion. But in reality, any of these patient case examples represent a patient. And that's a real patient with a real life and a real experience. And in this case, this patient experienced real benefit because of the genomic profile.
Thank you for listening to this Illumina Oncology Podcast brought to you by Medical Affairs.